Hello, kids! Welcome to STEM Stories for Kids. Please tell us what you're most curious about, and we'll turn it into a story just for you. Today's story is about Stereos and his little tooth friend, Canine. Stereos was playing with his friends in his school's playground when he heard someone calling his name. Stereos! Stereos! Stereos looked around to see if it was his friend Smith calling his name. Smith, were you calling me?
No, I wasn't.
Stereos turns around to run towards playscape when he heard a loud voice. Ouch! Ouch! Watch out! You're stepping on me! Stereos looked down and it was this little tooth. Hey, little tooth, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in someone's mouth? Oh, Stereos, my name is Canine, and I came out of this third grader's mouth. Her name is Chelsea.
What? No way!
Well, you know, when you're a baby, you don't have any teeth. That's why you can only drink milk or eat mushy food. Then you get some small, kid-sized 20 teeth, one by one. But as you grow a little older, they fall out, and I'm one of the 20 small kid teeth. Do you know of any babies with no teeth at all? Or someone with only one or two?
I know. I have a baby cousin with only two teeth.
But now that you're out there, is there an empty spot in Chelsea's mouth? How will she eat?
Oh, Stereos, you don't have to worry about that, because Chelsea will get a new tooth, which will be a grown-up tooth, and it will stay with her forever. And this time, she will get 32 of those new teeth, not just 20.
Okay, can I tell me, how can I help you?
Well, I really just wanted to play with you all. There were no playgrounds in Chelsea's mouth, and all my other teeth friends are still in her mouth.
Oh, okay, you can play with us, but soon I'll have to go home.
Can I come too? Please, please?
Sure, but I'll have to ask my mother about it.
Sergio goes up to his mother, Anastasia. Mom, can Canine come with us?
Sure, Canine, you can join us for some yummy Greek food.
Oh, wow, I've never had any Greek food before.
Oh, Canine, but you're so little. It will take you longer to walk home with us. Can you maybe get into my shoe and I can take you home?
Canine jumps into Stereo's shoe and Stereo starts to laugh.
Oh, stop it, Canine, you're tickling me, Canine, stop it!
Because Canine's sharp edge starts to tickle Stereo's foot.
Okay, Mr. Sharptooth, you're tickling me too much. You need to find another spot, okay?
Maybe you can sit inside my backpack. How about that? Get up here. Let me help you.
Canine crawls up Stereo's boots, pants, jacket, and then finally gets into his backpack.
Once Stereos and Canine are home, his mother Anastasia introduces him to his dad, Bob.
Stereos, where will your friend Canine sit? He's so little, so tiny. I don't think he can sit on a regular-sized dining table and chair.
You're right, Dad. Maybe we can build one for my friend.
That's a great idea. Why don't you go to your room and find a few things that you can build a small table and a chair with?
Stereos brings back some Play-Doh, a coin, four little crayons, and a bottle cap.
Stereos and Canine try to build it together. They make the back of the chair with Play-Doh and the seat with the bottle cap. Then he takes four crayons and glues a coin on top of it.
Kids, can you build a little table and chair with a few things at home in your room somewhere?
Please ask an adult to take pictures of your table and chair and send it to us. We would love to see how you build it.
Once the table and chair already, Stereos places it on top of their dining table. And Canine loves it.
He has his meal sitting on this new little table and chair, and he says a big thank you to Stereos and his dad. After Canine is done eating, he requests if he can be brushed. The food is stuck all over me. Do you think maybe you can brush me? Chelsea used to brush me twice a day. But Canine, I don't think I have an extra brush for you.
You know what, Stereos? When there were no toothbrushes in the world, people would use little sticks with mashed ends.
Maybe we can make a stick brush together. All we need is a stick and a little rock.
Oh, I think I brought a stick from school and I have some rocks in my drawer.
Stereos gets those two things and then he mashes up one end of the stick with a rock, which turns into a little broom-looking brush.
Do you think Canine will do the job?
Oh, Stereos, this is great. I think it will work.
Stereos was really happy to hear that Canine brushes himself regularly. Because if you don't brush your teeth can go really bad. There is bacteria everywhere. Bacteria are little living creatures that live everywhere. And they love teeth, which have food stuck on them. So kids, please, please, make sure that you brush your teeth every day.
Canine, what would you like to become when you grow up?
Oh, I would love to be the biggest tooth, but for that I'll need to go into an elephant's mouth because elephants have the biggest teeth. Or maybe I can go into beaver's mouth. They have fun orange colored teeth.
What about the sharpest teeth? Who has got the sharpest teeth?
Oh, that I don't know.
Maybe you can ask Miss Homunco tomorrow.
Oh yes, that's a great idea. And Stereos, can I please come to school with you tomorrow?
Sure, but you will need to go to sleep early with me. I'll make a pillow for you.
Oh, what will you make a pillow out of?
Maybe I can take a little cotton ball and you can sleep on that. It will be so soft.
But what about my blanket?
Oh, right. It is pretty cold. I can bring you a little piece of napkin.
What a great idea, Stereos. Okay, let's go to bed now. I have a lot of bacteria stories to tell. And I'll also tell you about my other friends, molars, premolars, and incisors. They are all really fun teeth buddies.
Okay, let's go to bed and hear all your stories, but let me kiss goodbye to my parents.
Oh yeah, can I come with you?
Thanks, Miss Anastasia and Mr. Bob, for all your help today.
Okay, kids, you need to ask an adult to show you a picture of a narwhal. The narwhals have the most unique looking tooth. And kids, if you have any fun ideas about building new things, or you have drawn something fun or did a cool science project, please, please send them to us on stemstoriesforkids.com and we'll post a story about it right here. Take care. Bye-bye.